95,000 Latinos in Idaho are eligible to vote in today's election. And according to a 1975 amendment to the Voting Rights Act, a jurisdiction is required to provide non-English language materials and assistance when the number of U.S. citizens of voting age in a single language group in that jurisdiction exceeds more than 10,000 or is more than 5% of all voting age citizens. Right now, here in the state of Idaho, only Lincoln County, which is in the Magic Valley, is federally required to provide Spanish election information, Spanish ballots, and Spanish language assistance at the polls. However, places like Canyon County are expected to join Lincoln County after the next census. Currently, Canyon County and Ada County are not legally required to offer these services. In fact, Canyon County barred bilingual polling workers to speak Spanish to voters until just a few weeks ago when the Idaho Press looked into this rule. Reporter Nicole Foy, who investigated and wrote that story, is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
Quickly explain how that rule used to work.
So basically what Canyon County ended up explaining to us is they inherited a requirement from a previous administration saying that bilingual poll workers who, you know, have signed up, been trained, are volunteering at the polls and being paid for their volunteer work, were not allowed to speak Spanish to voters in the sense of helping Spanish-speaking voters fill out their ballots, any kind of normal assistance that would be provided to someone who would request that from poll workers. The reason why they said that is because it came in some of these previous voting requirements and explanations, and it was an old policy that they followed. But there's actually no state law saying that you are not allowed to speak another language if you have poll workers that are able to speak that language and English as well.
So, in fact, you decided to look into that and frankly came back to Ada County and said why, correct?
Yeah. So we were getting some
Canyon County, sorry, yeah. I said Ada County, okay. Canyon County.
We were getting some concerned notes from people regarding this rule in Canyon County. Specific, you know, Ada County also was following a form of this rule as well. But Canyon County, of course, has the large Hispanic population, several including several that don't English is not their first language, and they still don't speak it very well.
But they are citizens and they can vote.
Yes. We were getting some concern tips about this, asking us to look into this, and called over to Canyon County, asked, you know, are your poll workers allowed to speak in Spanish? And they said no, because they kind of said that, you know, it was maybe a little bit of a liability issue. They're concerned, you know, they haven't been trained as translators. You know, we don't want to offer something that we don't know for sure is helpful. And it's a rule. It's not required. So I spoke to the state elections office, and right away they said, well, Canyon County is in no way federally required to provide Spanish language assistance. They don't have to have Spanish ballots. They aren't they have not met that benchmark that requires it. There is no state law that says that they are not. If you have a poll worker that can speak Spanish and is able and willing to help your voters in Spanish, there is no law and no requirement.
Barring that. And so when you went to Canyon County with that information, what happened at that point?
They called the state elections office to check up. I wanted to make sure that I had the correct information. And they called me back the next day and said, state elections office says we are allowed to instruct our bilingual poll workers to speak Spanish if they desire. And they started calling all of the different election judges, all the precincts, telling them if you have a bilingual poll worker who wants to speak Spanish, wants to help people speak Spanish, they are allowed to. Do not stop them.
Because let's be clear, what they used to say, too, was that, you know, bring someone who can speak Spanish, bring a child, your child who is an English speaker. I mean, this was the way that they were encouraging people to vote.
Yeah. And because people don't always realize that, is that you are able to bring your own translators to the poll, to the polls if you need to. You know, you can bring your phone and translate words on your phone. But when you're talking about who voters should be receiving assistance from, should they really be receiving assistance on a crucial Democratic Act from a 10-year-old child, from a neighbor who may have their own political affiliations, or from just their own, Google Translate abilities? Or should they be receiving it from a trained poll worker who is willing to provide that service?
I'm speaking with Nicole Foy, a reporter with the Idaho Press, talking about Canyon County and them changing an old rule regarding bilingual poll workers. But also, Nicole, you wrote another article, and I think this is interesting, too, about young Latino voters here in Idaho, and they're really driving voter engagement.
Yeah. Last week I got to tag along with a collaboration between ACLU of Idaho and Conservation Voters for Idaho. They had about a dozen volunteers from Caldwell High School, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds who were going door-to-door and knocking in a neighborhood that had been identified as having a lot of Latino families, possibly Spanish speakers. And they all spoke both English and Spanish, and they all showed up because they wanted to make sure that their community knew how to vote, knew where to vote, knew that they could vote. And only one of them was even registered and old enough to vote.
I was going to say, when you gave me those numbers, I'm like, wait a minute, there were 14-year-olds. They can't even vote.
Yeah. And some of them, not even all of their family was able to vote because they weren't yet citizens. They were only residents. But they said that this was something that they wanted to do. They were all actually part of this club at Caldwell High School called the Future Hispanic Leaders of America. And so, we're talking about a group that's already pretty motivated
and engaged.
Yes.
Right? But what was that like, being witness to that, when they would go into these neighborhoods, though, and start talking to people that maybe hadn't voted before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, well, they had a very nice clipboard and script to follow, which was probably very helpful for some of them. But most of them said that they hadn't talked to anybody about voting before. This was their first time. And so it was pretty interesting to get to watch them not just, talk about something that some of them can't even do yet, but also answer questions and tell people where their polling location was and, what they were and weren't allowed to do, and just kind of clear the air. Mm-hmm. And, it was also Halloween when they were doing this, so they got to, dodge some trick-or-treaters as well and have some fun conversations way, too. Yeah.
Well, and, it's interesting, too, because in your article, you quoted a Pew Research study saying that more than 29 million Latinos are eligible to vote this election. Mm-hmm. So that makes up almost 13% of all eligible voters nationwide. Mm-hmm. But you went on to say that almost 8% of Idaho's eligible voters are Hispanic or Latino. That's where we get that 95,000 number. Mm-hmm. That may not seem like a lot, but one thing you said is that it's growing.
Yes. And Idaho's Hispanic population has always skewed very young. And so these Caldwell High School students that we saw, if they're not voting this election, they could be in the next election. And Idaho's Hispanic population is growing very fast as well. And, we've seen youth engagement when it comes to voting trend up this year and in past years. The Latino youth engagement is growing as well.
And then when we look at a county like Canyon County, where we do know that, as you said, some eligible voters, English isn't even their first language. All of that plays into getting people out to vote.
Yeah. And there's a lot of research that says that having, obviously having ballots in your first language is, and if it's not English, is incredibly helpful. But also just having people call you who are Latino, who look like somebody that you went to school with, that looks like your aunt, your uncle, your father or your mother, and is explaining to you that you can vote and you have the right to do so. That's really powerful.
And getting back to the federal mandate, we know just Lincoln County in Idaho falls under that federal mandate. Mm-hmm. But in 2 years, we're going to have the census. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Canyon County will at that point be federally mandated to have Spanish ballots.
Spanish ballots, absentee voting information, likely a lot of Spanish translators as well. Yeah, and so that's something that will likely be a change coming to Canyon County.
I was going to say, how do you think that would also maybe motivate people to get out and vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one of the things that that the Conservation Voters for Idaho talked about is, just having they've been encouraging absentee voting, just because it's sometimes it's easier for people who maybe already feel a lot of anxiety walking into a public building or walking in and asking for help in elections office. That's an easy way that, you know, they can look it over at home. And, you know, it makes a big impact. I mean, My grandmother became a citizen after she immigrated here, and she never spoke good English, but she voted, and she was able to vote because she was in a county that had her voting information in Spanish, and she was a citizen. She went to work, she paid taxes, and she got to exercise her citizen's right to vote because that was made available and it was easier for her. And that's kind of something that a lot of advocates like ACLU of Idaho and Conservation Voters for Idaho say is crucial to make sure that people feel like they can be a part of this democratic process.
Well, I appreciate your reporting on this and bringing all of this to light. Nicole Foy with the Idaho Press, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.